Let's bring Howard Bryant of ESPN in. Howard, thanks for joining Stephen and myself.
Mr. Blair, how are you? Stephen, how's it going?
Hey, Howard.
Doing well. I don't believe Rob Manfred has said anything about Donald Trump's statements or the blowback or anything, has he?
Nah, he's not gonna. I mean, I think they're gonna do things when they need to because, I mean, let's face it, if you're a Rob Manfred, Bruce Maxwell is the least of your problems. What happened the next day is really your issue, which is having Venezuela on the travel ban list.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be an issue if it really does turn into something in terms of visas for spring training next year, in terms of the difficulty for the players. It's probably my feeling that Rob is behind the scenes right now and trying to work on this as quietly as possible. Because can you imagine a scenario next season where Venezuelan players, Felix Hernandez or whomever else, have problems getting into the country?
Yeah. Now, not that this government is just making stuff up on the fly, but it would appear that the Venezuela travel ban at this moment is going to only apply to government officials in the current government that Trump doesn't like. But, it could change in an hour, Howard.
Yeah, I mean, once again, I mean, who knows how this is all going to play out?
Yeah.
But I think that, you know, to Jeff's point, I don't think we've heard from Adam Silver very much on this yet either. So I think that the powers that be are trying to diffuse and let this cycle sort of run its course and until the next one.
Mm. Hey, Howard, Stephen and I were talking about this a bit with Sekou Smith of NBA.com. In the previous segment, we saw football fans booing players that were kneeling this week, and you know, I mentioned that Austin Matthews, the Leafs captain, gave kind of a nondescript sort of answer to a question about how he stood in this. You know, he's a 20-year-old kid, and there was some blowback on Twitter. People upset that, you know, that a professional athlete may not share their views on everything. And I'm just wondering if we're not missing, if the story here that we shouldn't be focusing on a little bit, obviously it's the racial and social inequality, but beyond that, from a sports point of view, it's just kind of a wedge that may be thrown up between players and fans. Because, I mean, you know what sports fans are like. Sports fans, a lot of them don't think these guys think about anything else other than, you know, the next down, the next face off, the next pitch, the next snap, whatever. And they're going to be people who are going to be waking up and going, God, my favorite player, he's kind of a bit of a knob when it comes to some of these things from their point of view.
Yeah. And I think it works in all kinds of different areas. I think you find that out, which is why you don't necessarily want to know. How much do you want to know about these guys?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that when we talk about this, it's very similar to all the stuff Jeff, you know, you and I talked about during the steroid era as well, which is how much do you want to know about your favorite players, and how much of the player how much does the fan really want to know about the industry? And I think that we all have our piece of this. To me, when I covered sports, one of the things that gave me the most sort of pleasure about doing it was understanding the business side of it, was understanding that this is an industry for them. This is their job.
Mm-hmm.
And for the fan, it's not their job. For the fan, it's their entertainment. It's, you know, I've worked 9 to 5. I want to come home. I want to be left alone, and I want to sort of revel in this fantasy. Well, it's not fantasy anymore, and it's becoming more and more complicated. And I think the fan has a choice. I think the fan can either ride along and learn about what is a very complicated business in a very complicated world, or they're going to be very frustrated because we're going to find out things more and more politically. Obviously, if you're a San Antonio Spurs fan, you may have different feelings today about your coach after what he said than the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is sort of that area where we have to determine, well, the fan has to determine how much of them and how much of this game do they want. Are you really going to not watch because you disagree with the political opinion of your coach? And I think that's a really difficult place to be because, you know, we've gone through this before. On the one hand, do you really want to, you We say that the sports are untouchable because people love the game so much. Well, that love is getting tested right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, normally I would say, look, everybody will go back to the comfortable fantasy because that's what this is about. It's about distracting people from their lives and, you know, picking money out of their wallets. And thank God it is, because otherwise none of us would be making a living. But, I kind of wonder if something broke this week that's not going to get fixed. You know, specifically about the NFL at the moment, but you know, you have, fans in stadiums who are 80% white statistically booing players who are 80% African American, and you have a president of the United States who is going to pour gasoline on that fire every Sunday because it feeds the beast. But I just wonder, does that ever go back to the comfortable fantasy again? Because he doesn't want it to go back to that, right? This is meat for him.
No, but you can make a couple of different arguments on this. I think one argument you can make is that the comfortable fantasy only existed for white players or white fans. It was never a comfortable fantasy for Jackie Robinson. It was never a comfortable fantasy for Muhammad Ali, or it's never a comfortable fantasy for any black player in the game right now if you go talk to them off the record. Mm-hmm. Off the record, they will all tell you that one of the reasons why we don't know a whole lot about these players is because they know the backlash that's coming if they open their mouths and say something that the white buying public isn't going to go for, or the white buying management isn't going to go for in terms of player evaluation. So maybe what's happening here is that we're all being forced to just learn more than we want. And that this is where it's going. Maybe, and I think you're probably right that you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube once you're going to go across these lines. But on the other hand, this is no different. I mean, you know, you're a hockey guy. You've covered labor. You know, you've got one cancellation and a couple of lockouts as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is the same stuff that we all have to go through during labor years, where the players, you know, where the fans are like, well, can't we just get back to the game? And the players are dealing with the CBA. So I think the fan has a decision that they have to make about whether or not they're going to treat this thing as their own little personal fantasy, or if they're going to treat it like the multi-billion-dollar complicated business that it is, and now political business that it's become.
I was going to say, because you're talking about, you know, kind of willing suspension of disbelief, right? And I think fans can accomplish, fans can do that after a labor dispute. They can get past the reality that it's about dollars and cents.
Or even steroids.
Exactly. Yeah.
Steroids help you.
I'm not sure about this, Howard. Like, I think this is fundamentally different than those things.
It is fundamentally different because now we're talking politics. We're talking about worldview. And that is very different than whether or not a guy, you know, took a couple of pills to give him 10 or 12 feet, you know, on his fastball. I agree. But what I also think is that what you're really who you're really talking to are people who have already been insulated. Once again, this is not an issue for black players.
Mm-hmm.
This is not an issue for Latino players. This is not an issue for a lot of people who have been in the game for decades. It may be an issue for people, on one hand, who have come to the game for that suspension disbelief. But on the other hand, let's also add one other thing to this. It's not just the politics. Post 9/11, you've had police, law enforcement, and you've had military on the field, and we're fighting two wars in this country going on 20 years right now. So the whole thing has become politicized in a lot of ways. Every time you watch a game, you've got flags, you've got flyovers, you've got all of this. Now you add the post Trayvon Martin, post Ferguson racial side to it. And this thing that was supposed to be the unifier hasn't been one for several years.